name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a video dedicated to the Virgin Mary. In it, we want to express our affection, which comes from our earliest childhood. From experience, we can say that we have never regretted loving her, and that the more we love her, the more we love Jesus. For this reason, we want to present this video with the hope that all those who watch it may also love her more every day and love Jesus more every day. We wish you all a great and deep love for Mary, our sweet mother in heaven, the wonderful Virgin Mary. May her tenderness and her maternal love illuminate your lives, so that through her you may find Jesus, the friend who always awaits us in the Eucharist. The love of Mary is not a late invention or a superstition introduced by the Emperor Constantine. There are many texts in the Old Testament in which the scripturalists and the great saints have seen the presence of Mary. There are texts in which she appears as a figure of our Mother Mary. And if we read the book of the Acts of Apostles, we will see that those first Christians of the first century unanimously persevered in prayer with the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus. They could not live alone. They needed the support and maternal love of Mary, so they didn't make a mistake in their faith. And Mary gave them an example and went with them to daily Mass. The text says, "Daily they went unanimously to the temple, broke bread at home." Breaking bread was the word used at that time to speak of the Mass, and took their food with joy and simplicity of heart, praising God in the midst of the favor of the people. And every day the Lord was incorporating those who were to be saved. And the love that the apostles and those first Christians had for the Virgin Mary, as Jesus' mother and their mother, they transmitted to successive generations. In this regard, we must mention the Holy Fathers, who are the Christian writers of the first 8 centuries. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux is also considered among them, although he is from the 12th century. They were saints and transmitted the true faith from the beginning, and the Church, with her authority, approved their doctrine, continually mentioning them as privileged witnesses to the early Christian tradition. They are, until now, like the living memory of the authentic Catholic doctrine, as it was lived in the first centuries. They transmit to us what was always and everywhere believed in those times, which is a sure source to know what is the true faith that Jesus taught. They compose the Creed, which is a summary of the truths of the faith. Clearly, they established the canon of Scripture and specified Catholic doctrine in fighting heretics. They are the guarantors and witnesses of the authentic Catholic doctrine, and therefore, some councils and popes, even today, go to them to confirm their teachings. At the Council of Chalcedon in the year 451, it begins by saying, "Following the Holy Fathers." Then we will also go to these Holy Fathers to confirm the doctrine on the Virgin Mary. Already in the first century, St. Ignatius of Antioch, in his writings, speaks of Mary as universal mother, emphasizing her perpetual virginity and her divine motherhood. In this regard, let us say that in the second century, there were already images of Mary, since 4 images of the Virgin Mary with the child Jesus have been found in the catacombs of Priscilla in Rome. In this same century, the Ave Maria inscription was also discovered in the synagogue church of Nazareth, built on the house of Joseph and the Virgin Mary. On this church, used by the first Christians, a Byzantine church had been built. On top of the Byzantine church, the Crusaders had built another church. In the 18th century, the Franciscan fathers had built another larger church, and today, in the same place where these churches had been built, on the same house of Joseph and the Virgin Mary, the great Basilica of the Annunciation, which is the work of the Italian architect Giovanni Muzio, and which was consecrated in 1969. Before building the current Basilica of the Annunciation and breaking down the previous church, the great biblical archaeologist, Father Bellarmino Bagatti, took the opportunity to excavate and discover some interesting facts. In the early synagogue church of the first Christians in Nazareth, Father Bagatti found the Greek inscription Kyrie Maria, Ave Maria. Another writing in ancient Armenian said, Beautiful Virgin. Father Bugatti personally told Vittorio Missori, We have proof that the invocation of Mary was born with Christianity itself and in the same place where Mary lived. Thanks to the excavations carried out, the Catholic knows that by reciting the Rosary, he is linked to a chain started in Nazareth itself. A chain of prayer started by someone who had known the mother of Jesus, when for the rest, she was just a young woman like so many others. In the 4th century, 4 processions were already held in Rome in honor of the Virgin Mary, and the Feast of the Purification was celebrated, in addition to the Annunciation. In Syria, since the year 370, the Feast of the Virginity of Mary was celebrated. In the 5th century, the Feast of Her Nativity began to be celebrated. In the 6th century, the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, and in the 7th century, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. But what does the name Mary mean? The name Mary was very common among Jewish women in Jesus' time. Mary in Hebrew is spelled M-R-Y-M, and it is pronounced Miriam. Many have considered that Miriam has an Egyptian origin, since Mary, the sister of Moses, was born in Egypt. Mir in Egyptian, as seen by ancient hieroglyphs, means beloved. On the other hand, Yem would be the abbreviation of the name of God, which for the Jews was Yahweh. In this case, Mary would mean Yahweh's beloved. But other studies think differently. According to the excavations practiced in Ugarit in the Middle East, it is seen that the Ugaritic alphabet, which is cuneiform, is quite similar to the Hebrew alphabet. Some have considered from these discoveries that the root Miriam is equivalent to the Hebrew Marom, which means exalted. According to them, Mary would mean the exalted, that is, the highest and most exalted of creatures. Both meanings seem to coincide, since the beloved of God is at the same time the most exalted and beautiful of all creatures. In any case, whatever its etymological meaning, the important thing is to know that for us, the name of Mary, which so many millions of Christian women and men bear, is a name that inspires love and trust in the Mother of Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary is foreshadowed by Judith, who beheaded Holofernes, head of the army of the enemies of God's people, just as the Virgin Mary steps on the head of Satan. Likewise, Esther prefigures Mary, because being that she reigns, she obtains that her people are not exterminated. Like Mary, Queen of the Universe, she, through her intercession, achieves that the people of God are not destroyed but saved. The Ark of the Covenant is also the figure of Mary, because the Ark contained the presence of God. And what better Ark than Mary, who carried the Son of God in her womb? Mary is also foreshadowed by that cloud of the prophet Elijah. A cloud like the palm of a man rising from the sea. Little by little, the sky was darkened by clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Mary is like that little cloud, apparently insignificant, but which produces a great shower of blessings over the whole earth. And she is sweet and tender with her children, like that gentle breeze that caressed Elijah. Another figure of Mary is the ladder of Jacob, on which the angels of God rose and fell. Because she is the shortest and easiest way to get to Jesus, and therefore to heaven. Let us now hear some texts that the saints interpret as referring to the Virgin Mary. I will put enmity between you and the woman. She will crush your head. This is how Saint Jerome, inspired by God, translates it in the Latin Vulgate translation, the official translation of the Church for centuries. Mary crushes the head of the infernal serpent, because against her the devil cannot do anything, since she is most pure and immaculate, without the slightest sin. Who is this that rises from the desert, leaning on her lover? This text refers to her assumption into heaven as Mary rises from this desert land, supported by her beloved Jesus. You are all beautiful, my beloved, and there is no stain on you. Of whom could it be said that she is immaculate, without a blemish, if not of Mary? She is the radiance of the eternal light, untarnished mirror of God's active power, the image of his goodness. She is more beautiful than the sun. She surpasses all the stars, and compared to the light, she is victorious. Who could be more beautiful than the sun but Mary? She, being one, can do everything. Who can do everything with her powerful intercession if not Mary? She, as the saints say, is the omnipotent supplicant. She can do everything with her intercession. Yahweh created me, first fruits of his fashioning, before the oldest of his works. From everlasting I was firmly set, from the beginning, before the earth came into being. Blessed whoever listens to me and watches at my door every day. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains the favor of Yahweh. But whoever misses me harms himself. All who hate me are in love with death. I am the mother of beautiful love and holy hope. Come to me, those of you who desire me, and be satisfied with my fruits. Because remembering me is sweeter than honey, and possessing me is richer than a honeycomb. Who listens to me will never be confused, and those who serve me will not sin. Behold, a virgin will give birth to a child and will name him Emmanuel. Who has been at the same time virgin and mother outside of Mary? This is confirmed by Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, quoting this text. She is the closed garden, the sealed fountain, which keeps its waters totally pure only for God, because she is a virgin. She is the closed door that Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 1 to verse 3 speaks of. She then took me to the outside door of the sanctuary, which faced east, but the door was closed. And Yahweh said to me, "This door must be closed. No man will open or enter through it, because Yahweh, the God of Israel, has entered through it. Therefore, it must be closed." According to the Holy Fathers, this door is the figure of Mary, always a virgin, since she is totally reserved for and consecrated to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.